My girlfriend called me today. I don't want to say her name because I don't want to embarrass her.
Mm-hmm.
So let's just call her, I'll call her Maria. This is very interesting. So she got divorced a couple of years ago and we were just talking about it. She called me to tell me about like some of the guys she's dating and how dating has been because I was kind of curious, you know. So she was telling me that she's on like a bunch of apps and she's been meeting guys and she's like, you know, I met this guy. I really liked him, but I didn't want to sleep with him because I didn't want him to think I was a slut.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, you're 42. Like, nobody thinks anyone's a slut at 42. You're not 22. I could see if you were in college or high school where people are going to be like, oh, what a tart, what a whore. But at 42, here's my theory, and I'm wondering what you think about this. What I told her was, if you don't have sex with a guy, if the relationship is heading that way and it seems like you're interested in him, I feel like it's a very small window to get a guy interested in you sexually. Otherwise, it goes right into the friend zone.
Mm-hmm.
So I think you have to be somebody that he sees as a sexual object. Otherwise, the next conversation you have is, let's be friends, or do you have any girlfriends that would be right for me? Like, suddenly he's your BFF and he's asking you if you can, like, you know, help him go shop for a date. No. So my first thing is, once you get into your 40s, I feel like at that point, you need to become a sexual being. Number two is, I think any guy that's going to call you a slut because you want to have sex, because you enjoy sex, forget about the age. At any age, mm-hmm. if you're a woman who enjoys sex, that's awesome. That's great. You should enjoy sex. Any guy that's going to judge you for that is not a guy you should be with. Like, that's that right? To me, that's a red flag about the guy.
Nobody over the age of 17 is having this conversation.
What do you mean?
I don't think anybody over the age of 17 is thinking of a girl being a slut or not.
Okay, so if you're 17, well, you've got young kids. So if you're 17 and your girlfriend wants to have sex with you, or a girl you met and had like two dates with wants to have sex with you, you're like, cool. You're not like, oh, what a slut.
I think girls think that way about other girls. Guys never think that way about a girl. Yeah, I've never in the back of my head went, oh, she's a slut. I'm not going to date her. That's never. And I've never talked to my friends about that. We have no, there's no way. I've never had that thought. But you will think that way of another girl if she's acting that way. Deep in your head, you're not going to say it, but you're going to think she's a slut.
Well, I won't, because I'm all for women expressing themselves sexually and have sex with as many guys as you want to, as long as you're safe and it's consensual.
Yeah, I think now in the year 2022, if you don't have sex by the third date, you're not in the friend zone. You're in the swipe right zone.
Exactly. No, yeah. Swipe right's good. You mean swipe left.
So, see, I don't even know. So you're in the swipe. you're swiping left. And moving on.
You know, this is interesting. This happened to, I'm not going to say what happened to because he's going to get mad at me, but a man that you and I both know had gone on a date many, many years ago with, so he'd been dating this girl and they were getting closer and they would make out, you know, at the end of the night and then she'd go home and he'd go home. And there was one night where she invited him over. So he's like, oh, this is the night. So he starts making out with her on her couch and he starts to, like, you know, get to the next level sexually. And she stopped him and she was like, no, I'm not ready. This is not what I want to do. And he's like, that's fine. I'm okay with women saying no. I'm okay with you not wanting to have sex with me. But we should have had this conversation. Like, don't wait until I have my hand in your pants to say no.
Don't blue ball me at age 40.
Well, exactly. That's it. Well, he was like 30 at the time, but still, even mm-hmm. at 30, like, it's fine to say no, but don't have your hand on a guy's cock and then be like, no. It's like, what? No. I mean, I guess, yes, you could say no at any time. I get it. You could say, but for a man and for a woman, I feel like the mature thing is to have a conversation and be like, listen, I'm not ready to have sex yet. So we can fool around on the couch. We can do whatever, but this is not going in the direction you think it's going. Like, say that ahead of time. I think in the moment, Let me say this again. You could say no at any time. At any time that you feel unsafe or uncomfortable, you can say no.
Hmm.
The difference was this guy that you and I both know felt like this girl was being really immature. Like, no, people are going to think I'm a slut. I can't have sex with you. What are you talking about? He said, listen, we've been dating for a while. We're in our 30s. Either you want to have sex with me or you don't. Like, don't play games with me. I'm okay. If it's no, no's fine. But say that. Don't wait until we're laying all over each other and then be like, you know what? No.
Yeah, you know where the relationship is at that point. Let's say you go to a bar and you're grabbing each other's butts and you're playing and all that. Then you think it's going to go down that road. And if it doesn't go down that road, look, I'm not 18 anymore.
Right. I think that's the dilemma a lot of men have right now is, yes, a woman can say no at any point. Like, literally, you could be putting on a condom and she could be like, you know what? No, this has gone too far. This is not what I want. And it's perfectly fine to say no at any point. But I think if the guy is putting on a condom, if he's naked and you're naked and he's putting on a condom, that's a weird time to say no. I think that's a red flag about you. Like, you should have known yourself ahead. You should know yourself well enough to know, like, this is not a guy I want to be having sex with. I don't know. That's a real dilemma for a lot of women. I think I've been in that scenario where I went too far down the road and then realized that I was making a mistake. And sometimes I've said no, and sometimes I've just gone with it because I feel like, well, it's too late to turn back now.
Right.
And then I regretted it later. And I wish that I would have said no when the thought came up, but we'd gone too far down the road. But like this friend of ours that you and I both know, the difference here is it was somebody he was dating and they liked each other and the relationship was progressing.
Mm-hmm.
So at that point, to say no in the middle of a sexual encounter when it seemed like it just felt immature. It felt like she was playing games. Like, there has to be a distinction between somebody's playing games versus they truly are saying no because they don't want to have sex with you, not because... Like, women do that. Women will say no because they're trying to get you to fall in love with them, stay longer. They're afraid to lose you. I just think it's a red flag if you're saying no because you're trying to manipulate a guy.
No.
That's the wrong reason to say no.
We're not animals. We know where the relationship is going. We're not dumb. So right. You're not in heat. We're not having sex because we're cats. You know if the relationship by the third date is moving down that road, and if she says no or he says no, you can say that, but don't expect me to call you again if I thought that's where it was going.
Right. If you're saying no because you truly think that you're not ready or this person isn't the one or something weird happened sexually while you were... You're like, that was sort of weird. That makes me feel unsafe. Mm-hmm. That's fine. But I think the message that this friend of mine, who you and I both know, was saying that this girl was playing games with him and was teasing him because she was trying to manipulate him, not because she wasn't saying no because she didn't want to have sex with him. She did want to have sex with him. She was just pretending like she didn't want to because she was trying to manipulate him and manipulate the relationship. That's different. I feel like that's different. I feel like that's the loophole in this whole...
Let's have that conversation. Let's conversate about it and say, if you say no, say, okay, is it me or what is it? If you say, I want to wait another 6 dates, fine. Let's have that conversation, but just don't say no and leave it.
Right, exactly. Say no and then... Maybe let a guy know, like, I thought what you did there was weird. That made me feel uncomfortable. And then give him a chance to explain himself. It's one thing if you just had a couple of dates, you don't owe anybody anything. But they'd been dating for a while. Like, it seemed like the relationship was moving forward.
Mm-hmm.
I think once you've been moving forward with somebody, like once the relationship is going somewhere... anyway, so getting back to Maria today. So Maria was concerned that this guy that she really likes, she's like, I'm afraid to have sex with him because I'm afraid he'll think I'm a slut.
Oh, See, she's insane.
And I said, how old is he? She said, 44. Yep. I said, okay. I said, at 44, you want a guy to be sexually attracted to you if you are sexually attracted to him. You know, if you say no for no real reason, then he's going to think you're not interested. He's going to think it's him. Or he's going to think you're fucking nuts. I just feel like you get to a certain age where if you want to have sex, have sex. Like, what do you care what other people think? And like I said, it's a red flag if you say you're not ready to have sex and the person runs away from you. It's a red flag if you say you want to have sex and they call you a slut. You know what I mean? Like, that's all information. That's all good information.
You shouldn't be dating if you fall into any of those categories. Just stop dating.
Right, exactly. Do what you want to do. If you meet somebody and you've been dating them and you're attracted to them and you want to have sex with them, the fallout of it tells you everything you need to know about the relationship. There shouldn't be fallout. If anything, it should make you closer. It should bond you as a couple.
Don't give it up on the first date, because I ain't going to call you back. If you want this relationship to last, wait a couple of days and play around, tease me, have the conversation.
Okay, that's the opposite of what I'm saying. Because if you have to tease a guy, if you have to like pretend you don't want to have sex when you really do and wait two or three dates and then you finally have sex, trust me, he's not calling you anyway. Either he's into you or he's not into you. I am one of those people that I do not believe that when you have sex with somebody determines the remainder of your relationship.
Well, I'm the one in this conversation with a penis, and I'm telling you that if you give it up on the first date, I'm not calling you back.
I slept with my boyfriend halfway into lunch on our first date. Like, we literally didn't finish lunch, went back to his apartment, and had sex. That was 12 years ago.
As me, I want to be teased because I want to build it up in my head. If you give it up, I'm telling you, first date, give it up. I ain't calling you back.
See, that's bullshit. My boyfriend, what he thought was, wow, she's really sexually free and sexually open. Like, this will be an adventure. And we ended up, that's what happened. Like, having sex on the first date was just the beginning. Like, the first, we're the only couple I know who 12 years into our relationship, we still have sex on a regular basis.
Okay, then let's go down this road. People who get together who are compatible, stay together. If you're not compatible, then it doesn't matter when you have sex. If you have sex...
No, but that's my point. My point is, if you want to have sex with somebody on the first date and they want to have sex with you on the first date and it ruins the relationship, then you weren't really compatible.
Right. Yeah, but I forgot your name if you gave it up on the first date. I don't remember your name.
If it was a girl you were super into and she gave it up on the first date, you'd still be into her on the second date, trust me.
No. I've always been the guy, you got to tease me, though, because I build it up really big in my head for days and days. And then when it happens, I'm like, it wasn't that good. But you know what? It could be better. We could keep going. But if it happens on the first day, I'm telling you, I ain't calling you back.
Yeah, but if she teases you and then it sucks. See, building it up in your head is not a good idea, because then you have really high expectations. And then when the sex sucks, you're like, oh, this was supposed to be like earth-shattering fireworks going off. And it was just sort of like, wah, wah.
I don't think I've ever had sex where it's wah, wah. So I can't really say that. Anytime a girl touched my wiener, I was happy.
I usually feel that way because, you know, I'm one of those girls. I've always loved sex. But I have to say, there were a couple times that I had terrible sex. Like, it wasn't me. It was the guy. It was terrible.
Yeah, I don't think guys have terrible sex.
They do. They absolutely do. And I, unfortunately, experienced it. I remember this one guy. He was so awkward. Everything was weird and awkward. And then he farted. Like, it was like, it was just because he was so nervous. Like, everything about it was just not good. It was not good. And finally, I was like, you know what? Let's not continue.
Just
and we
stop.
ended up not having sex because it was just too weird and awkward. I was like, this is not going to work out.